Producers this Sunday, a gentle discussion of foreign domestic concerns with President Fillmore. Welcome, Mr. President.
Thank you, Tim. It's always nice to talk with a fellow Buffalonian.
Just less than 9 months ago, you took up the oath of office in the most unfortunate of circumstances.
Yes, one never wishes to ascend to the presidency in that manner. I can only pray my labors will honor the memory of President Taylor and bring calm to the nation.
Your time in office has been both difficult and busy. Now let's start with foreign policy. Just 10 days ago into your administration, an issue concerning damages to war vessels in the territorial waters of Portugal by the British in 1812 came to light. The United States Chargé d'Affaires in Lisbon, James Brown Clay, was taking a hard-line approach, demanding a payment of $223,327. I understand that even military force was threatened. You have taken a more moderate approach to the negotiations. Can you bring us up to date on the progress made and why you altered the approach taken by the Taylor administration?
I believe all Americans can appreciate the passage of time that has taken place since the incident. We have to consider the circumstances. While Portugal was responsible for the vessels in its waters, it was not the aggressor. President Taylor did a fine job attempting to resolve the matter, but I felt a more moderate approach would enable both nations to move beyond the affair. Secretary Webster was able to negotiate a smaller claim with the remainder sent to arbitration. The Portuguese government allowed our choice of arbiter. We chose Louis Napoleon of France as an alternative to their choice.
Why Louis Napoleon?
We felt we would get fair treatment from the head of a republic. Portugal had proposed the King of Sweden. We really didn't want a monarch ruling on the arbitration. We're quite pleased to have resolved the issue peacefully.
Let's move on to another topic within foreign policy. There have been a couple of instances of, meddling by foreign nationals in the Taylor administration and continuing into your own.
Oh, yes. You must mean General Lopez.
In this instance, you seem to be continuing President Taylor's stance. Is that a fair statement?
It is perhaps more than that. All presidents have followed the wisdom of George Washington in this regard. While we sympathize with peoples that seek freedom from tyranny, we're not about to interfere in the affairs of other nations. I have warned the Army and Navy to put a stop to any of these independent filibustering enterprises.
But to be fair, Mr. President, was the response to the Hulsman letter in the same spirit? Now let me read you a couple of excerpts. The United States could not admit the slightest responsibility to the government of His Imperial Majesty. In comparison of the vast expanse of our nation, Secretary Webster noted that the House of Habsburg are but as a patch on the earth's surface.
The response to the Hulsman letter was an entirely different matter. All we did was to send someone to Hungary in order to determine the status of the revolution and, if appropriate, to invite the new republic to send a diplomatic representative to Washington. The Austrian government actually called Mr. Mann a spy and suggested that they could retaliate by inciting civil war here in the United States. Secretary Webster had my full support in his response. We felt that the Austrian government had overreacted to the situation.
On March 3rd, Congress authorized you to secure Louis Kauffa's freedom and that of his companions. How will you proceed?
I'm quite sure that we can secure his release through diplomatic channels. That is my intention at this point.
I take it here there will be no intervention to help the Hungarian Revolution.
Well, it would be a bit late for that now, but still, we would not have interfered with the Austro-Hungarian Empire's internal concerns. The Tsar, on the other hand, did just that.
We'll be back with President Fillmore in just a few minutes.
when you need to send a message across a great distance. Let Western Union handle all your information delivery needs. James Garfield of Ohio says,
When my wife, Lucretia, was visiting her poor sick father, I was able to contact her through Western Union. It gave her great comfort to read my words as if I were there with her.
And when General Winfield Scott gives us his assessment,
when I get my feathers in a fuss and need to correct the actions of a bugging subordinate in the Minnesota territories, Western Union brings those fools within reach.
Western Union, for all your information delivery needs.
Do you have product that you need to send to San Francisco or St. Louis? When you do, we'd like you to think Wells and Fargo. Wells and Fargo. When it absolutely has to get there this month, think Wells and Fargo. Wells and Fargo. We're back with President Millard Fillmore. We've been discussing foreign affairs, but there have been some difficult times at home. Let's move our discussion to domestic issues.
Certainly.
Within a couple of months of your taking office as president, Congress sent a series of compromise bills to you for your signature. You signed them all. Any regrets at this point?
Well, when it comes to bills and eventual laws, I think it's important that we all realize that if a law turns out to be bad, it can easily be repealed. While the bills weren't perfect, they did manage to ease certain tensions in the nation. They truly reflect the vast majority of Americans at this point in time.
Well, some might say that while they ease tensions in the South, there is a growing dislike of at least one of the laws by the abolitionists. Some are quite stirred up by your signage of the Fugitive Slave Act.
I'd like to wield some terrible swift sword of power and do away with slavery altogether. I truly detest it. With that being said, the Constitution does not give me the power to do so.
Our Constitution doesn't allow it?
Technically, no. And I did swear to uphold the Constitution as written. I don't take the constitutional change lightly, nor do I interpret it to suit my needs. The Constitution does not address the issue of slavery at all. And it clearly states that the federal government will deal with only those things stated in the Constitution. All other concerns are to be dealt with by the several states.
So you're pleased with the laws that are in place?
Pleased would be too strong of a word. I'm gratified that the bills passed because they were needed to preserve the Union. This is not a time for our nation to be weakening ourselves with civil strife. These measures weren't really all that close in the congressional voting.
Are you concerned about what your stand on the Fugitive Slave Act will mean for your political future?
If it served to ease tensions and preserve the Union, my political fate was worth the risk.
1852. Will your name be on the Whig ballot?
I would not object to seeing my name appear. I'd be honored to be considered. But Secretary Webster has indicated a strong interest in the nomination. I think he would make a fine president. After 40 years of public service, we owe him our consideration.
Secretary Webster voted for this Fugitive Slave Act while in the Senate. He seemed to have far less appeal on a national basis than yourself or General Winfield Scott.
Well, we shall see what the convention brings.
On a final topic, I understand that you have asked for and received funding for a White House library. Can you tell us a bit about the status of the library?
I can't remember exactly whether it was Abigail or me that came up with the idea. In any case, the selection of materials seems to be a family affair. My son Powers is overseeing the acquisition of the materials.
What materials have been purchased so far?
Well, we started with the Webster's Dictionary, the Bible, and an atlas. And when Abigail arrived, she seems to have come up with a collection that would appeal to many people. It's not all politics and government. It's quite diverse.
Well, regrettably, we're out of time, Mr. President. Thank you for being our guest.
My pleasure, Tim.
That's all we have for today. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. That was good.